Boy, so today's daf is daf Chav Dalid. We're holding three lines from the top of the Amud. Let's just go back to the top of the Amud. Let's go back to the very beginning. Boy, Menei Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel. Rabbi Yochanan asked Shmuel, Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, or Ein Avelis B'Shabbos? Is Avelis Noyig on Shabbos or not? And you remember we learned yesterday, Tosis told us that we're talking about Dvorim Shebetzina. Well, the Dvorim Shebetzina, which typically means Tashmish Hamita, well, that's Noyig on Shabbos, Shas Avelis. It's on Malay, they told him, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos. No Avelis B'Shabbos. Kim Kim Nunta.
There's a lot of screen,
that's
not amazing.
Oh, Shkoyach. Give me Chizik when you come, Reb David. Man Doctor. So he said, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos. Avelis is not Noyig B'Shabbos, meaning that it mut Tashmish is Mutter, and since a husband has a Chiyav Oina, not only is a Mutter, it becomes a Chiyav that he's allowed to, and he can do, and he should do Tashmish even during his Avelis, the Shabbos. Okay. Now the Gemara tells us, Yasi Rabbanan Kamid Rapapa, Vika'amri Mishmei de Shmuel. They say the following in the name of Shmuel. Ovel shimesh mitos b'mei aveloi chayiv misa. It's a very, very strong lashon. And ovel that was mishamesh mita in the middle of his avelis, he's chayiv misa. Wow. Now why is he chayiv misa? So before Shem say, the Gemara says elsewhere that when the Rabbanan made a takana, after all these dinim of avelis and the mehogim are all drabbanans. Nevertheless, when the chum made a takana, you don't listen, is a posik, poiritz geder yishchenu nochash. Person who's chas v'sholim but poiritz geder doesn't listen to the chachamim, chas v'sholim yishchenu nochash. And therefore, that's what our Gemara is telling us is, if he doesn't listen to the chum legabi hilchas tashmish, in other words, but sin and nobody else knows, he figures, oh, the rabbis don't know, chas v'sholim chayim misa, and Rashi says chayim misa b'dei shemoyim. We don't mean down below, but it's chayim misa b'dei shemoyim. So now, this is what... Okay, so now the first problem is that Yochanan asked Shmuel, and Shmuel said before, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos, which means Tashmish is Mutter on Shabbos. Here Shmuel is saying, then Ovel Shashimish Mitosai is Chayim Misa. So now, a real steer it's not, because Shmuel before was talking about on Shabbos. This could be talking about Algemein, Ovel Shashimish Mitosai Mei Avelo. In other words, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. But notwithstanding that the Gemara says this is not really Shmuel talking, Rapapa said you made two small errors. Error number one is he's not Chayim Misa, it's only Osir Itma. It's awesome. Number two, it wasn't Shmuel, it was Rabbi Yochanan Itma. It was Rabbi Yochanan said it and not Shmuel. Other than those two errors, otherwise everything was fine. Zokti Mara, the Yishmiel Echol Mishmei de Shmuel, if you did hear something in the name of Shmuel at Chayim Misa, he wasn't talking about the Indian of Tashmish. Hachish Melecho. What you really heard was Amravlifa by Avimi Omashmul. Avel Shloi Para Vishloi Pireim Chayiv Misa. What does that mean? Every Avel has to let his hair grow. He's not allowed to cut his hair. And Pireim means he has to rent his garments. He has to tear his garments. If he doesn't do those two things, he's Chayiv Misa. And again, we only mean Midrabbanon because these hilchas avelis is the rabbanan, and the pasuk the Gemara is going to bring is known as smachta biyanda. Shenem it says in the pasuk, Rasheichem al tifro uvigdeichem loy sifroimu v'loy semusu v'akol eide tiktzoif, etc. What is this pasuk referring to? This pasuk is referring to Nebuchadnezzar Vaviu died at the very beginning of the inauguration of the new Mishkan. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Aharon and to Elazar and Isamar, even though normally you would have to practice Avelus, no, Rasheichem al tifro, don't do like the normal practice of allowing the hair to grow, you have to cut your hair. Uvdigechem loisifroimu, don't do the normal practice of rending your garments, don't cut your garments. Veloisimus, and as a result, you will not die chulira. So the Gemara now is medaik. However, someone who is not noyheg like Aaron and like Elozev Yisama, in other words, a regular Ovel, who Chas v'Sholom did not listen to these hanhogos and chiyuv midrabon of Priya and Frima, Chas v'Sholom, a person like that would be Chayiv Misa, and like we said before, because poyded together yishchan nochash, and it's Chayiv Misa b'dei shemoyim, not b'dei yadam.
Machtabalma, of course.
Machtabalma,
it's talking about them, that they should be unknowing as Koyim.
Avadis, no, it's Machtabalma. Yeah. Okay, so the more it's weiter. Omer Ofram Bar Popo. Tona bi Ovel Rabosi. It says Ovel Rabosi. What's meant Ovel Rabosi? There is a, and you know, in the end of Masechtas Idiois, you have about 10 or 15, what we call Masechtas Ketanois. Short Masechtas. One of them is what we call Masechtas Smochois. Masechtas Smochois is a very nice term, it's a euphemistic term, because really it's talking about Hilchois Avelis. We don't want to say Avelis, we say Smochois. Anyway, so there are two Masechtas, a larger one and a smaller one. The larger one is called Eivu Rabasi. Voshtait in front of Eivu Rabasi. Sheit Ovel Osl Shamish Vitos Bi Me Aveloi. And Ovel is not allowed to be a Shamish Mitzah during the day of his Avelis. For Maasa, the Echad Sheshimesh Vitos Bi Me Aveloi. And someone did not listen and he was a Mishamish Mitzah. And guess what happened? Bisham to Chazirim Es Gviyasai. And the Chazirim went and they pulled off his Gviyah. And what means Gviyah? So Rashi has two Pshatim. Tap Rashi, Gviyasai Kol Gufai. The Chazeir went that pulled his whole guf away, and apparently they didn't allow him to have proper kavura, or matan tzarisan of shtika, and then afterwards got a kavura, but it means that the Chazeir really nebuch took care of the body. The word gviyasi is referring to the aver, the male aver, and therefore since this person was mishamish mitav meav eloi, the Chazeir went mida kvega mida, nebuch matafkarisan, they pulled away nebuch his gviya, his aver. Omar Shmuel. Zokit Shmuel. Pachas is choiva, natar is rishus. Both pachas and natar are rosha tevois. And what Shmuel is saying is, pachas is a choiva, you have to do that. Natar is rishus. Now both of these are talking about hilchas avelis b'shabbos, and we'll see what we mean. Zokit Shmuel, pachas is rosha tevois, prius roish is the pay. Prius roish means that the entire week of avelis, the oval is going with atifas roish. He has a talis over his head, even over his nose, till his mouth. On Shabbos, he has to pull that off and reveal his head. This Prius Rosh is not the same Priya that we had about cutting here or not cutting here. Prius Rosh means to off-decken, to go and disclose and uncover his head that was covered by Atifas Yishma'elim. The Ches stands for Chazoras Kerala Achoyrib. Throughout the week of Avelus, the Ovel is supposed to sit with his garments that he cut and that he tore b'shas kriya after the mess, and that's a sign of avelis. And you should sit chas v'shalom. A person who's an avel should sit with that kera. However, since it's Shabbos now, he can continue wearing the same clothing, but he should go and turn the garment around so that you shouldn't see the kera. You shouldn't see the rip. The rip should be covered up. This is also a choyva, because it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and show b'fahesia avelis. And skifas amit is also choyva. That's the zayin of skifas of pachas. That means until now you had kfias amita, that they turned the mita upside down, which we're not knowing today, as we've said already a number of times. But at times of Chazal, they were knowing, so when it came Shabbos, he had to put the mita back right side up once again. So those three are chiyuva. The following three, that's nasar, ne'ilas sandal, removing one's shoes, tashir shemita, living with one's wife, chitzidayim v'raglayim v'chamin arvis, to go and wash one's hands and feet, chitzidayim v'raglayim v'chamin. Now we don't mean to heat the water up on Shabbos, chalili and aladu on Shabbos, but we mean if you have bath water from before Shabbos, can you go and use that water on Shabbos? The answer is an ovel is not allowed to go and use chamin throughout the 7 day of Avelis. He's only allowed to do panav yad v'raglav b'tzoyneng. Shabbos, it's mutter. It's not a choiva, it's rishus. If you want, you can go and wash your hands in front of the other raglob with chamin arvis on Friday night. It's rishus. Okay, so three things are a choiva on Shabbos, three things are rishus. V'rav amar af priyas aroish rishus. Even priyas aroish is also rishus. Meaning, if you want to leave your talus on your head until your nose, until your mouth, that's not a problem. You don't have to go and remove it. What's the Gemara is asking? The Gemara is saying that Shmuel made a distinction between Prius Haroish and between the Ilas Sandal. He said, the Ilas Sandal taking off the shoes, that's the shoes. If you want, you can leave your shoes on. If you want, you can take them off. Makes no difference. It's the Rishus. Priyasa Rosh, however, is a choyva. You got to make sure to pull off the atifa on your head. However, Rav said, Priyasa Rosh, just like Nina Sandal, is the same. See, Gemara wants to know what's the difference between the two according to Shmuel. See, Gemara says, I understand why Shmuel holds that Ilisa Sandal is a rishus. If he wants, he can wear it, and if he wants, he can take it off. We're talking, says Rashi, at home. At home, even today, there are many people, when they come home, they take their shoes off. Some people put on slippers. Some people walk around with their stockings, with their socks. But nevertheless, many people even today take off the shoes. So the fact that a person does wear shoes or does not wear shoes, that's not a nicker that Chas HaShalom is an oval or not an oval. Even regular plain people do that all the time. Why do you say it's a rishus? Because a lot of people don't wear their shoes at home. So the fact that this person takes it off when he gets home is not a siman of avelus. People just say he's comfortable that way. His shoes are tight and he wants to take them off. He doesn't want to wear out the shoes. He doesn't want to make marks. Whatever. So he took his shoes off. So the fact that he takes his shoes off, that is not a siman of avelus. Even though the whole week he's been taking his shoes off because he's an oval. He doesn't wear shoes, he's an oval. Just like on Yom Kippur and like on Tisha B'Av, we don't wear shoes. The fact that this person is not wearing shoes in Shabbat, not because he's an oval, maybe every Shabbos he takes his shoes off. Therefore it's Erishus. If that's the case, it's not that every single person when he comes home takes off his hat or his shtreimel or whatever. A lot of people walk around with their hats on Shabbos, their shtreimel on Shabbos. So the fact that he keeps his head covered, that should also be a rishus. Shouldn't automatically, he's covering his head at home, he must be an avel. No, nishkaraya. He's covering his head because he always covers his head. Says the Gemara, no. You have to remember there's a difference between covering your head and atifas yishma'il. That Shmuel l'tamid yam Shmuel called kera she'ena b'shas chimam ena kera. This is not negiah to what we're learning until now. We're going to talk about it more shortly. That Shmuel says that the kriya that a person should make on a mess should be b'shas chimum. Shas chimum means when they're heated up, the nebuch, the mess just passed away, or they just made the hespedim and everybody's crying and everybody's weeping. It is tzibrochen. That's the time you should make a kriya. Don't make a kriya 3 days later. V'chol atifa, she'ena katifa yishma'ilim ena atifa. Oh, the atifa that you have to go make is like atifa yishma'ilim. What's the shear of atifa yishma'ilim? Mechrev Nachman ad guvei de dikna. What's my guvei de dikna? Rashi says that's points in your cheek where the beard starts growing from. In other words, like dimples. The word guvi means like holes. Here probably doesn't mean hole, but means an orifice from which the Rashi says gumay shebelechi lamata mipiv, where the zokin, where the beard starts growing out. So the point is, Zok Shmuel, Rav says Rashi holds that atifas roish doesn't mean atifas yishma'ilim. You just wear a hat, or if you're wearing a cloak or a talis, you just wear it over your head like we do bamdavenin, but not all the way to the nose or to the mouth. He's untight. So if, according to Rav, a person were to walk around at home with atifas roish, either with his talis still on his head or with his hat on his head, okay, a lot of people do that anyway. That is not a siman of avelus. Say Shmuel, I don't learn atifa like you learn. I don't learn that atifa goes until the mouth. And if that's the case, no one, says Rashi, other than an ovel walks around like that, except for Yishma'elim. But among Yidin, no Yid walks around with the talis over his head all the way to it. I'm not saying Mishazi Davish Manasseh. There's some people, Davish Manasseh, that go and put the talis until their toes, not just to their nose. Good. But I'm talking about a person walking around at home. Nobody walks around with a talis over his head until his nose, beyond his nose, till his zokin, till his beard. Only an Ovel does it. Say Shmuel, that's a choyva. Priyas Aroish, make sure that you don't have the atifa shishma'ilim. You can have a atifa like a regular atifa. You want to wear a hat, gizin tight. You wear your shtramel, oh, Shabbos, gizin tight. But don't wear your talis until your nose, because everybody will know that that's Ovel. Omer Yankov Rabbi Yochanan, lo yishonu elesha ein lo min alayim beraglav. Abi yesh lo min alayim beraglav, min olav mechichan olav. So Rabbi Yochanan says something very interesting. He says the ganze problem of atifas yishma'ilim is only if you're not doing anything else. Right. However, if you're doing something else, it's not a problem. Right. So the marshal,
it's clear that you're an oval.
The other way around. No, we're talking about on Shabbos.
But that you're not clear that you're not.
It's clear you're not an oval. Shabbos, you're allowed to go with Atifas Haroish as long as you're also wearing shoes. Because if somebody reads, oh, why is he wearing shoes? Ah, I know why he's wearing shoes. Like Shabbos. No Avelis. I wear Atifa. Okay, this person likes to do a long talis. But as long as he has in a line, but Aglav Menalov, Mechich and all of that today is Shabbos, and he's not Firenzach Avelis for Shabbos. The only problem with this Gemara is, then why don't you say that by any of the six, we had three pachas, we had natar, why don't you go and say, the fact that he went and did his zekifas hamita, that he went to put the mita up, oh, I see automatically, it cannot be that it's a velus because he turned his mita upside down.
I mean, he's simultaneously right. Wearing shoes and covering his head, they're so sir one another to dispute
his velus. Look at the middle toises, loishono el she'enlim in alayim beraglov, you have the toises, loishono, teima, techi heyichidim in olam mechichan olav, or achad mehani mechichan. Let's say on any one of these that are mechich, but him said dein echayva ki emo echad. Only one of them would be a chayva. Make sure you either wear your shoes, make sure you do priyas haroish, make sure you put your mita back in order. You need to do something. As long as you do one, then people would say, oh, is a siman that he's not nohega velus b'shabbos. Why does he say dafka the min alayim? So Toysa Vishem and Alaim Yeshi Chocha Yoise. Maybe wearing shoes, that's perhaps a greater Chocha. Perhaps what Toysa means is that maybe in the good old days, maybe Taka, the regular minig was that people, as a standard matter, took their shoes off.
And there are some Japanese. Okay. They take their shoes off when they come into the house.
Right? How many Japanese homes have you been in?
Never.
Okay.
It's a Kashimata.
I'm a Soyda for Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, yeah. Fine. No problem. There are a lot of homes even today. I mean, I find it will be a little strange. But everybody comes in, the first thing they do is they take their shoes off, and everybody goes around in their socks.
Canadians are annoyed like this.
Right.
In the time it's because of all the snow and the mud and whatever in Canada.
They have more snow.
People walking out to take shoes off.
Yeah, in the grad I saw them Toronto Taka people to call. Alright, so the fact that this person, apparently this person had the Canadian minik, that normally he took his shoes off, he dafka put his shoes on. So he says maybe that Yehoichocha Yois is a greater Yehoich in those communities where they take it off. And this guy put it on Shabbos, the Chassimini is not an Ovel. Because he's doing everything counter of Eilis. He goes and puts it on to show Nisht.
Okay. I once went to a house where even strangers they forced to take off their shoes.
During Avelis?
Stop.
Was it Japanese home or something?
No.
Canadian.
Canadian. Anybody comes in, you automatically got finished. What happens if you have a hole in the sock? That's it.
It's a
economy.
You have to be careful what
socks you wear. Okay. Anyway, Mufud Vaita. This was one of the two halachas we had in the name of Shmuel. Wasn't the gear to the previous Gemara, but now we're going to dwell on this for the next few lines. Kera has to be shas chimum. Chimum means when you're heated up at the time of the levaya, at the time of the espedim. Fakti morav amru leil Shmuel noch nafshid Rav. Shmuel himself, they told him that unfortunately Rav, who as you know was his constant adversary and constant opponent or combatant throughout the shas, Rav and Shmuel. Also, of course, I'm sure each one was noyik tremendous coven to each one. Exactly. Covered each one. Yeah. But nevertheless, as not after the tomb that Rav passed away, Kora Alei Tracer Mani. So he went and he tore 12 begodim. Now we're not talking about that he's wearing them simultaneously. In other words, over the next few days, every time he put a new beged, he tore it. By the time he got to number 12, it was no longer Shas Chimum. The first one was Shas Chimum, maybe even number 2. By the time you get to number 12, not Shas Chimum anymore. Omar, we didn't get to the end of the kasha. Shmuel said, why am I tearing 12 begodim? It should be a shale bal tashchis to go and destroy all these begodim. Omar, ozel gavra to have mistafina mine. A great person has passed away that I had tremendous respect and reverence for him because he kept on the way his overflowing Torah, ever-flowing Torah. So mistafina really means awe. So I had tremendous awe and reverence and respect, and therefore I caught 12 begodim. Similarly, only the Rabbi Yochanan noch nafshid Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina passed away, and they told Rabbi Yochanan, Kora alei tleiser itzli milza. He went and tore 13 beautiful robes made out of milza, made out of silk. Silken garments, oh, chushevim albishim. Rabbi Yochanan tore all 13. Again, Omer ozel gavda, mestina minai. I had tremendous awe and reverence for him. Ah, but we just said now it's got to be b'shas chimum. And this is not b'shas chimum. And the Roshani Rabbanon, the Kim and the Koshat, mid Krishamatayu, Kishas Kimim Dami. When Shmuel was thinking about Rav, he wasn't thinking about Rav, the physical person. He was thinking about all the halachas that he learned from Rav, all the shiurim, so all the Shabbos, the Gadol Drashas.
He reminded himself constantly.
Whenever he was thinking, he thought of Rav, he thought of him, he thought of him with the greatest respect at all times, because he was always thinking of the Torah that Rav was sharing with Klal Yisrael. So therefore, every minute was always Shas Chimim Dami, you should always see your Rebbe in front of you at all times, and that's Kishaskim. Okay. Zokti Mora Vaita, Omalei Rovin Bar Adal Rova, Omer Talmidcha Rav Amram, your Talmud of Amram said, Tanya, he told us the following Braisa, Ovel Koshiva Koiroi Lefonov, and Ovel, throughout the 7 days, the Kriya should be in front of him. In other words, as soon as you see the Ovel, you should see the torn garment. The Imbola Hachlif, what happens if during the Shiva, he says, you know, I've been wearing this same jacket for the last 6 days, so Shonmias, I want to go and change it. Machlif, he can change it, but for Kareya.
He has to rent the garment again.
He has to go and tear the new garment. If he wants to put in a second garment, he's entitled, but he has to do a new Kriya. Oh, so that's the Murz Kasha, but we haven't finished off the Braisa yet, but we see, like Rapincha said, it's not Shaschim, it's 3 days later, 5 days later. The Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos, Koyla Choyrev. The rent in the garment, that torn part, he should put to the back. Like we said before, don't put it to the front, do it put in the back.
He shouldn't be naked. After
zikr. But he should go and turn it around, but it shouldn't be naked.
Why not? Because
it's available.
As far as ripping itself, I mean, if you put because you're Mekalkel, you're
not Naslach. Mekalkel is part of a lawsuit, not a lot of the
Kalyan.
It is.
It could also be had in Yenif Tikkun for Avelis, good, but you're not supposed to do Avelis. He says Mekalkel, Mekalkel is part of a lawsuit. Anyway.
I would say he shouldn't do it.
No, I think we all agree. The Imbola Hachlif, and if he wants to change his suit on Shabbos, he wants to put in a Shabbos begot machlef, he's allowed to. Bein a Korea, and he should not tear it, because after all, the Kovet Shabbos, you don't tear. Zorki Mar, but what do I see from this? That Kol Shiva, if he wants to go and be machlef, the Korea. I always said, it has to be Shas Chimom. Every Markitanya, he becomes over the Imoy. Aha. We're not talking here Al Kriya, Al Tilchas Avelis Dika Kriya. Al Tilchas Avelis Kriya is only Bishas Chimom. However, if he's going to go and switch his jacket and sit now with an untorn garment, that's why you have to tear it. So now it's an avelis tikkun al kibud av eim. But in Echrami, this would not apply to his brethren, if chas v'shalom, his brother passed away, his sister, etc. Okay.
Because of cover, that makes it because of avelis. If it's cover, it's not avelis. It's
true. But he's sitting shiva. We're not talking on Shabbos. During the week, he's sitting shiva. People are coming in and they see that he's sitting with a normal bag and it's not torn. People say, your father was so dear to you and raised you and paid all your education and your food and everything. Well, you don't go around, you don't take your garment.
That's also the cover. It's not
that's also covered.
But I'm saying, but that's different than being also.
Avails.
It's
Avails.
True.
Mask.
Exactly.
So you're doing beautifully. So again, going back to the Braisa. However, if it's talking about his father, his mother, if he's being machlef, he also has to be korea. But if he's being machlef for any other, then he would not be korea because a kriya shalei b'shas chimam ain't a kriya. Okay. Now the fact more no chashayla. Oisin Kroin, after a person tears his garment, Misachan, are you allowed to go and sew it back together? In other words, after the Shiv is over, after the Shloshim is over, can you sew it back together? Misachan, or do you have to leave this permanently torn, and then presumably you're not going to wear it anymore, you're going to toss it, or you're going to wear it torn height? So listen to the names of the people. The father of Rav Oishia and Bar Kapor had a machlekes. Chad Omer, Misachan, one says no, Chad Omer, Misachan, the other one says yes. Is this time the avur that Rav Oishia to Yom Ein Misachin? Let's bring a raya that it's the father of Oishia that said Ein Misachin, you cannot sew it back together. Why the Omer of Oishia? Rav Oishia is obviously the son of the father of Rav Oishia. What did Rav Oishia say? Ein Misachin. So Mistom Man should be like, who did the son hear it from? He probably heard it from his father. Is a bazoi. If the son said Ein Mesachin, so presumably Avo also held Ein Mesachin. It's gonna lie. Oh, we didn't tell us the story until now. Rav Oishi Taki had a father, the father of Rav Oishi, but he had a Rebbe, Bar Kapara. So he have no right whether he learned it from his father, he learned it from his Rebbe, so therefore we cannot be poshid who said what. Okay. Omer Rava, Ovel Metail bi Unkali betuch Beisai. The Busmain Unkali, Rashi says, Choluk Shekoirai. If he has a shirt, he has a tunic that was torn, he's allowed to wear B'tech Beisai on Shabbos. Why is he allowed to go and wear B'tech Beisai? Shok Rashi, 6 lines from the bottom. Shebetzina B'tech Beisai at home. Mutalinoik Avedas B'Shabbos. Just like we spoke about Yesh Avelis, Ein Avelis, Gabi Tashmish, now the Gemara is saying Tashmish is not the only case of Dover Shebetzina. Anything that you do privately at home, if you want to walk around with a torn shirt, and you don't have hundreds of people coming in Menachem, fine, you can nishkefet. See, Morris says, Abaye Ashchel Rav Yosef, Teporim Le Sudra Areshe. Teporis, sorry. Teporis Le, I'm sorry, I can't bend over so easily, so I can't see it that way. So, thank you for the correction. Teporis Le Sudra Areshe, that he was wearing a Sudra on his hat, Va'ozo Va'osi Bebeise, and he was walking around with that in his house. And apparently, either he was walking around with a Atifas Yishma'elim, or, like Rav held before, you don't have to have a Atifas Yishma'elim, but there was an Atifa nevertheless. It didn't go all the way to his nose, till his beard, but he was an Atifa. So he asked him, Omalei, Lav Sovel Omar, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos? You're at home, Ein Acharam Yitak at home, but there's no Avelis B'Shabbos, so you shouldn't be going around with an Atifa. Omalei, Hachir Rabbi Yechanan, Dwar Shabbatzina, Noyeg. The things which are Batzina are Noyeg. So notice here.
So what are you doing in front of the other guy?
Well,
it's not Batzina already.
Batzina means not under the public.
You should be Noyeg. You should. I was his dear student.
So the answer, you should be.
Student is like the May Bias.
Exactly. Oh, that's very good. Abaye always corrected of Yosef, right? In later years.
He taught us Rebbe. He taught us teaching.
Exactly. So now the fact that he uses the word Noyeg, the Meforshim bring a Rai from this, that this is different than the previous two Mandiyam. We had before Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel was saying that when it comes Prius HaRoish, it's a Choyver. Rav said Prius HaRoish Rishus. So therefore, according to Shmuel...
Al Shabbos.
So according to Shmuel, you have to take off the Atifas Yishma'elim on Shabbos. Rav says you don't have to. If you want, you can leave it. Remember, Rav doesn't hold that it's Atifas Yishma'elim, it's just an Atifas, not that it goes all the way down to the math. Aha. So we had a machloikis choyva orishes.
It's not his nicker, really. Rav's atif.
Oh, that's right. Rabbi Yochanan goes one step further. Dvar shebetzina noyeg, one should be noyeg. Not that it's a rishus that you can, if you want, if you don't want to, you take it off. Or legabi the din of Shmuel that he holds as a choyva that you have to remove the atifa. Rabbi Yochanan held that atifa is roish at home if there's nobody else except the bnei bayis or the immediate talmid. That one should be noyik avelis at home, not only the gabe dinam of tzina of tasha shemitah, but even something like atifas roish. Of course, we're not noyik atifas roish nowadays, anyways, so it doesn't apply. But to my knowledge, I think it says the gabe an ovel that on Shabbos he should be noyik avelis betzina and not live with his wife on Friday night. Right. Nobody should ever know about that. But chas v'shalom, the person has avelis, so the fraying is on roof.
What about nidus hasandal? Do we hold like this that you're allowed nidus hasandal? You're allowed to walk around. Well, could we always walk around with slippers in the house?
Exactly.
It's not nicker at all.
Okay. Rebbe Lazoi Mishachar Beisamig, we should go back to our Mishnah again. And our Mishnah, remember, was talking about what the status of Atzeres is. And then we had Ram Gamliel, what's the status of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Legabi which halacha, legabi the halacha, whether it's mafsik before the avelis. Our Mishnah said if it's 3 days before, so if a person 3 days before lemoshel Pesach, Sukkot, or Shavuos, any one of those three, if he was already noyig avelis 3 days before, and now it comes yom tov cuts it short, and he doesn't have to continue avelis. In the Gemara we said, other man diyamim that argue with Hamishnah, afila yoyim echad, afila shor achas, even a short period of time, even not 3 days. But Hamishnah said 3 days. And then we had a clear in Hamishnah, what's the halacha legabe atzeres and legabe Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? The atzeres that we're talking about atzeres bizman hazeh, because since you don't have the shibas yimei tashlumin of bringing karbonos, So Reb Lezer said, "Now Mishnah, Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Atzeres, just like Shabbos, just like it's only a one day thing, just like Shabbos doesn't cut short the Shiva, the Shavuos also doesn't Bizman Hazeh doesn't cut short the Shiva." But we're not focusing on Reb Lezer; it's the V'chuli that we're focused on, which is Am Gamliel. Am Gamliel said, "Vaitena Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is it Kishabbos or Kiregel?" But he said Kiregel. Okay, let's look back on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Kiregolim, Rav Gamliel, Aymer, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim is Kiregolim. After that, what you're thinking of is Chamaimrim, like in the Rizah, Ella, Atzeres Kiregolim, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur is Kishabbos. Okay, good. So anyway, with Lemaisa, Rav Gamliel holds Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur is Kiregolim. The other man, Yom Chum, say it's Kishabbos. Question is, how do we paskin? On Rav Gidon bar Menashe, Omar Shmuel, Halach and Kram Gamliel, we talk a paskin like Kram Gamliel, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is just like Regolim, and just like a regil is Mafsik, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is also Mafsik. And as I was talking, Nebuchai had, by my own father, Shekhanah Berucha, that I only sat about 20 minutes in the Beis HaChaim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then Rosh Hashanah was Mafsik, the whole Shiva. And then a week later, the Yom Kippur was Mafsik, the Shloish. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. So the Gemara Zok Yetz is Rav Gidl Bar Menashe, Meshmui Paschal Nagam Gamliel. Now, the Ikan Amasil Ahad Rav Gidl Bar Menashe, aha. Now, until we get to the end of this halacha, is going to be a half of the Amud Beis. It's not such a long Amud Beis, but we're going to find after a long, long set of halachas, then the Gemara is going to say, that we paskin like so and so. So what is this Rav Gidl Bar Menashe going on? Sezok the Gemara. The sum is a brisa. Kol lamed yom. First, what the Gemara is going through is, what about the age of the nifter? Is the nifter a small baby? Was he already a ben shloishim? Was he already a shana? And Zok tazek. Kol lamed yom. Within the first 30 days, a tinik yoytze b'chek. B'chek means that his mommy or the Chevra Kedisha or his father can just hold him in his arms, in his lap. He doesn't have to put him into an oroin because it's considered to be almost like a nefil. The child didn't even live for 30 days. Toys in the Amud Beis clears what it's talking about, even a case of kolu loy chadoshev. We know for sure that he was kolich. In other words, we know the doctors tell us that he was overdue. He was 9.5 months since mommy became pregnant. Even if we know for sure. But usually these cases are, because you don't know, maybe he's just a nefil, he was never full born. But what's the halacha about tinik yoytze b'cheik? And you don't go and put him into a box, but you can hold him in your arms. The nikma b'isha achas u'shnei anoshim. Even though normally by Levi it would be nice to have a minion, here there's no din of a minion, it's enough to have three people, and you don't even have to have three men, you can have one woman and two men, avaloi b'isha achas u'shnei anoshim, but not with one man and two women. The reason why you can't have one man and two women has nothing to do with Hilchas Avelis. It has to do with Hilchas Yichud. That we're afraid, out in the Beis HaChaim, nobody's around. A lot of people around, but unfortunately they cannot talk, they cannot speak. And so therefore, the only ones that can talk and speak are these three people, the Ish and the Shtei Noshim, and we're afraid, Chas HaShalom, it might come the day Aveda. However, if you have one Isha Achas, Shnei Anoshim, then we're not worried because one Ish will be ashamed of the other Ish. The Noshim won't be ashamed, the Anoshim will be ashamed. Isha Achas Shnei Anoshim is Mutter, but not Isha Achas Shnei Noshim. However, Abba Shalom. Yes, Abba Shalom is Shnei Noshim. Not generally, only in our cases, Toises, Tab Toises. Why? Even though normally, Ein Isha Achas Mesiachim Shnei Noshim, Shas Avelis, the tree, the Shari. Under normal circumstances, we're up to the Amid base. Abba Shaul says, even though normally I agree with you, Ish Echad and Shnei Noshim Avada, I have to worry about Ichud. But you're talking about in a cemetery, you're talking Shas Avelis. Here I can be matir, I'm not that concerned, Ish Echad and Shnei Noshim. And because we're only talking about a baby, Ein Oymer Lo Bishura, as you know, the minig is after Levi, one makes a shura, people stand on both sides. Ein Oymer Ola Bircha Savelim, there was a special Bircha Savelim that used to say Barachba. Barachba means we have nowadays what's called the Suda Savrah, which is the first Suda that the Balaam have when they come home. And typically the minig is that they don't eat from their own food, but neighbors bring them food. In the good old days, they ate that meal out in the open even before they came home, and that's called Barachba in the Rechoiv, in the city, in the street. There they used to have a special bracha birchas avelim. We're not knowing that special birchas avelim today, but that is a special bracha, and they did not say that bracha
even
for a little baby.
Saw it in the
there may be a text for it, but you'll never hear anybody say
it. Exactly. I saw it in the city.
V'tanchumi aveilim, same thing as nichumi aveilim. You're not menachem, a person who lost a child who's less than 30 days, because it's considered to be like nothing. However, ben shloshim.
This is a nephew, or this is a child who died.
We're talking about less than 30 days. Within 30 days of his birth. Within 30 days. Ben shloshim, if he's already over 30 days. Oh, yoytzibid luskuma. What says luskuma? Says Rashi and Orain. Now, luskuma, as you know, means a small package. So, small orange, ishka grisar. A small orange. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, loyd luskuma hanitelis bekatef. You're not talking about a small box that one member of the Chevra Kedisha go and just put on his shoulder. Hanitelis ba'agafayim. Should have two people carry, even though it's a relatively small box. But nevertheless, says Rashi, have two people carry it bederach covered. If one person puts it on the shoulder, the one looks like a knapsack. He's dragging it along, right? Like a knapsack.
Is it thin in the size of the aron or the way to carry it?
The way to carry it. The weight to carry it. So he's saying, don't carry it on your shoulder. Because that's a shekel bizoin. If two people are carrying, even though you don't have 10 people carrying, two people carry it. Shem bederach covered.
I've seen that at Beis HaKodesh. I noticed that there are small little things. It doesn't say a name. It only said tinnik.
Right.
That's what's on the Lubavitch basic points. I never said anything like that. So that was their meaning. They don't even say the name. Tinnik.
They may not have had a name yet. Maybe the child may have died in childbirth. They didn't give a name. Anyway, in many Batei Chaim, they had a section for nephilim, for a nephil. Even a child that wasn't full born. Even if the child... No, Matevis, but it says that they know that it's a designated place for them.
These kids could have been born.
Yeah, it can also. There's a miscarriage, and this could have been born within 30 days. Good. For the child that's already 30 days, one does a normal shura like a regular avelim. In other words, it's like a regular avelim. More than 30 days, everything is normal. Now, ben yud beis chodesh yoytze mita. Then you already take him on a mita. Of course, here in Chutz Laaretz, everybody's taking him. But in Eretz Yisrael, as you know, they bury the mita. So they're saying that's the ultimate kavod to go. And why is that a greater kavod than mita? Because that's mo'oyer bechi. When people see Nebuch, the form of a person lying on a mita that is being carried, it's very. If you've ever been to Yerushalayim, if you've ever been to such a levi, the first time you see it, it's startling. It's,
no question.
It's you agree, right? It's a very eerie feeling, right?
What do you see?
In the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Or was it night? Thursday night in the middle of the street. There's a me sitting in the middle of the street. It was the family of Kohanim. So the grandkids wouldn't be able to come if it was inside. So
right.
Out in the middle of the street, Shari Chesed in front of the girl. I walked by.
So what do you mean they didn't bury it? Not in the
Pesach. Today in Yerushalayim they don't bury in a box. They just bury the body. They put the achrichim on. They put a blanket on, for sure.
They don't bury with a talus.
They don't bury with a talus either. They take the talus off. Just achrichim. So the point is, this is considered to be the ultimate kavod. Why is the ultimate kavod? Because it's ma'ir bechi. It's a very eerie feeling the first time you see it, but it causes the person to be startled and to realize, there for not for the grace of God, chulila, etc., etc. So therefore, if he's already a year old, yoytze mita, he's already like a normal mess. The Bekiva Oimer, it's not enough to be 1 year, it's got to be also some indication of 2 years. What does that mean? Bekiva Oimer, hu ben shonav evorav kibenstein. He may only be 1 year biologically, but if he's already a fully developed kidney, he looks like 2 years old. Or forget, hu ben shtayim, he's already 2 years old, even though he's a small little pipsqueak, a small little kid that looks like one. Nevertheless, yoytzimita. So you only have to have one, at least one indication of a 2 year old. Either the size of the 2 year old or the age of the 2 year old to get a mita treatment. But if he's only a 1 year old and he looks like a 1 year old, then it's a coffin and not a mita. What's a lashon matzivim? Matzivim means, says Rashi, margishin umitzarin. Someone who's going to mita, the rabbim that sees it, just like unzer atayre Reb Shmuel HaKohen, who saw it in Shari Chesed, they are mitzayir and they're margish. It gives, it certainly adds a certain degree of awe when you see something like that. So matzivim alav. Any yotzimitim, if it's only in a coffin, ain't rab matzivim alav. It doesn't cause that same degree of hargosh and tzar because it's a coffin. Reb Luzer ben Azariah Oimer. Nikol Rabim Rabmis Askinboy, and Nikol Rabim ain't Rabmis Askinboy. Nikol Rabim says Rashi here, you makirim kvar, show you rogil lotzeis menabayis. We're still talking about this young kid. If this young kid was Nikol Rabin, meaning that they saw a kid who's only 1 year old, 1.5, 2 years old, he used to come to shul from time to time, he goes over to the candy man, he wants some candies, so people saw him, then Ramis Askimbay. Now the word Mis Askimbay over here is not from a lashon of like Chevra Kadisha that they are misasik. We had the same expression Mis Askimbay on the bottom of Yud Tes on the day. Rab Mis Askimbay, Rashi said over there, the Gabi Nicham Aveilin, exactly. So Rab Mis Askimbay, the very last words on Yud Tes Amid Beis, and the last Rashi, Ein Rab Mis Askimbay, Kloyim Ein Tzrichan Lenachmoy Acher, Regish Var Nichmu Shibitzya. So therefore the word Mis Askimbay over here means they don't have to be busy with this child in Nicham Aveilin, or they should be busy. So Nikol Rabin, if people knew this child already went to playgroup, the child came to shul, people saw him in the street, Rabin is asking why, they should be Menachem Aveil, because they know him. And in Nikol Rabin, if nobody knew him, he was always at home, and Rabin is asking why, you don't have to Menachem Aveil. Okay, Freitim on my hand, the Hesbid, should you be Masvid, a young child or not? The Mayi B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Aniyim B'nei Shalosh, Ashirim B'nei Chomesh. By Aniyim when they're 3 years old, Ashirim 5 years old. Why is there a difference between Aniyim and Ashirim? So to Rashi, if you look at Rashi about halfway down, Lefisha Oni Mitztair Albana V'yoy Simina Ashir, Lefisha Einlai Simcha Acheres. The only Simcha that he has is that he has children. Kagel Tatanach Mish. Right? It's a thief of art. Exactly. So he said, B'nai Aniyim, that's their treasure in life. That they have the children.
Aniyim didn't have a lot of things also.
Yeah, Aniyim had the Ochmish Kazakh.
So, anyways.
That story you told me. Yeah, but you can repeat it.
My father, my grandparents came to America in 1945. They had nothing. So I find out he worked at a diamond broker. Day and night, he just eat that 11 night. My grandma was except for one night. She went to PTA conference. Say, Mrs. Webb and your children are, you know, and that, she said, that made me happy a lot, a whole year. So that only the Gemara says, there's nothing else, but since she had not seen the children, she felt good about it.
But Rabbi Fogel was here earlier, no? Okay. The one I
mentioned. No, it's Weber. No, it's my father.
Oh, let's go back.
So Fogel was here, right?
Yeah.
Proceed.
Anyway, so Aniyim b'nei Sholish, Ashirim b'nei Chomesh, Ashirim ha-Baruch Shem, other things. So the loss of a child is not so gefelech, but 5 years old. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda says the same kavana, but different years. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Bishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that Aniyim b'nei Chomesh, Ashirim b'nei Sheish. Ultimately, this is not 3 and 5, 5 and 6. U'b'nei Zkeinim k'b'nei Aniyim. If this happens to be amazinical, in other words, it's a child of older people, then it has the same status as Bnei Aniyim.
Exactly.
And what's the reason for that? So the Mefarshim say is because older people start to become frail, and they are relying on in their later years that their young kids are going to take care of them. Today they were just putting them in a nursing home. But in the good old days, you had Kibbutz Avayim, and the children took care of their parents. So therefore, the Gemara is saying is the Bnei Zkeinim are looking and longing that, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have someone who will take care of me in my real frail age, will take care of me, will make sure I have a kavur and I have an nebuch. My little kids are passing away. It's a tremendous, tremendous tsar for them. That's why they make that. So now we started off Rav Gittel Bar Menashe. Interestingly, the Gemara said Rav Gittel Bar Menashe Omer Shmuel. Now it's Omer Rav, not on what we said before about Ram Gamliel, about whether or not Rosh Hashanah is like a Shabbos or like Regolim. I'm sorry? That makes sense. What did Yehuda say named Rabbi Shmuel? That the Shear is not 3 and 5, but the Shear is 5 and 6. And B'nai Zkeinim ki B'nai Ani. Okay.
Why 5 and 6? Like, unusual.
And what's 3 and 5?
It's a ripple. 5 is a difference six. In a child. A child of 3 and a child of 5. A child of 5 years old already has a personality and something, but a child of 5 and 6 is there that much difference? I
guess Rabbi Yehuda holds that Daka 5 and 6 is more personality. 3 is the
age is every year makes a big difference.
Yeah.
I remember in school when we saw kids from the last grade, we said, these are babies.
Right.
We always, because every year there's a lot of growth.
Sure. Good, anyway. Kasher Masa, we get back. Zoti Moriyat Zvait, Dorish Rabbanani. We're up to the third wide line. Dorish Rabbanani bar Sosin Apischa de Benesiyat. He dashed in the Pesach of the Beis HaNasi. Yoim Echa Lefnei Atzeres, Vi Atzeres, Hari Kana Arbo Oser. So now what the Gemara is saying is, first of all, the Gemara is telling us we paskin like the Mandiyomar, that you don't have to have 3 days before Yom Tov. It's enough to have 1 day before Yom Tov, and that's mafsik tavelas. And what the Gemara is now introducing is a new concept. The new concept is that since Shiva is over, even though the person was only noig 1 day, so it's still called counting 7 days towards the person's shloishim. And therefore, even only he sat for 5 minutes, he sat for half a day. Makes a difference. It's like 7 days. And atzeres is also deemed to be 7 days. Why? Because atzeres, even though Nebuch was Manazeh, we do not have the karbanos, but at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you were able to go and bring your kabbalas up to 7 days. The Shivas Yimei Tashlum. We skipped to Tachman, and I may have told this here somewhere else. That is a famous.
Not everybody.
Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin writes, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Shara Tzion. Maril Diskin writes that if a person forgot to say Shechiyonu on Shavuos, you can go and say Shechiyonu the full 7 days after Shavuos. Of course, this is a very rare thing to happen because it's in the machzor and you say Kiddush on Shavuos night, you say Shechiyonu. But just in case you said your Kiddush by heart and you forgot to say Shechiyonu and the wife didn't say Shechiyonu by the candle lighting, etc., etc., and you remember 3 days later, just like you can go and omit the Tachnun, you can also go and say Shechiyonu. I don't. It's with the Olam Nishnoyim, but it's a tremendous Kiddush, but you know, it's a very rare case anyway.
Because the Shechiyonu is on the Yom Tov. Yom Tov is gone.
Exactly. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us now, Nachmul, Yemechel Lefnei Atzeres, that's deemed to be 7 days, Vatzeres, and Atzeres is also deemed to be 7 days, Harikana Ba'osef. So of the Shloishim, you only have 16 days left, because you have, even though only 2 days passed, it was Erev Atzeres and Atzeres, it's deemed to be 14 days, and you get a 14 day break. Shomer Reb Ami V'Ikbit, Reb Ami heard this, and he got upset. What did he get upset? He wasn't upset about the halacha. He was upset about the fact that he didn't bring geula le'olam. Amar atu didehi. Is this your halacha? The blues of Raboishi. This is the famous halacha of blues of Raboishi. We haven't gotten to the blues of Raboishi. We'll have another two lot. Similarly, Dorash Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Akila Dereish Kalusa. Reb Yitzchak Nafcha was saying this drasha on the porch of Reish Kalusa.
No,
the 4 years of porch, the four gang, the prosdor. Yoy Mechel of Neatzeres Vatzeres Harikan Arbaasa. Shomer Rav Sheish Dik, but Rav Sheish has heard it and he was upset. He said, Omer Ata Dedehi, the blues of Raboishi. Who is the blues of Raboishi? The blues of Raboishi. Minayin Latzeres Yesh Le Teshlum in Kol Shiva. How do I know that it has Teshlum in Kol Shiva? Shinema. Chag Matzes V'chag HaShvuiz U'V'chag HaSukkos. Ma Chag Matzes Yesh Le Teshlum in Kol Shiva. Achag HaShvuiz Yesh Le Teshlum in Kol Shiva. So this, that it has a din of Teshlum, that it's not a 1 day yontif, it's a 7 day yontif, it's a chanal tamasa.
But the first part is a chidush, that they're sitting 1 hour, that's considered like 7 days.
I mask him.
This is still a chidush.
I mask him at the end. Zaytzechos, those that were critical felt that at least on the second half, okay, when he said that the second half Atzeres is Tarvaz, he should have said Atzeres because of loser Boishe and it ain't Ichben Machadish Shechleiti the Erev. But anyway, that was a criticism. Dr. Morvait, Adbari Rav Popol Rav Avya Saba Vidorish. Adbari usually means that he escorted him, they were walking together. And he tarshened, Yoim Echel of Ne Rosh Hashanah, Vir Rosh Hashanah, Rekar Ba'asim. So now he's going one step further. Because until now we said Shavuos is a din of 7 days of Teshlumen. Of course, Rosh Hashanah doesn't have any days of Teshlumen, because there's no din of bringing any
oilers.
You don't have any oilers for Yino Shalmei Chagiga. There's nothing to be mashlim. All the kabbanis you bring Rosh Hashanah are kabbanis tzibur, they're not kabbanis yachid. So this doesn't apply. But rather, what's the basis of his drasha? The basis is because all of these Yom Toivim are brought together in Parshas Emor and again in Parshas Pinchas. So therefore, there's a hekish of all Yom Toivim one to the other. And they all have a status like Regolim. And just like Regolim has a din of seven, he holds Rosh Hashanah also has a din of seven. And Be'emesin, that's the din of Ram Gamliel in our Mishnah. Ram Gamliel said that Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim ki Regolim. The Kavanah in our Mishnah ki Regolim was that it stops the Avelis at its mafsik, maskim, but we see it as a status of regalim. So Lake Tietzu, it has a status of regalim that has a din also of 14 days. The day before Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah itself is 14, like we said, by Atzeres. Om Ravina Hilkach, Yem Echel of Neachag, Vichag, Ushminish Learikan Esuliachajoin. I can go one step further. Since before Chag is a Gantz Shiva, since Sukkot is certainly Shiva, you have 7 days, and you have Shmini Shaloi, Shmini Atzeres, is Nochmul Gantz Yontif, it's also together with all the other Yom Tov.
So we start with the Shloish.
Exactly, so have 21 days, and your Shloish will only be 9 days more. Ravina ikla le surah de pras. Ravina came to surah de pras. The famous surah in, I'm sorry, we did. The regular
surahs.
Yeah, there was a regular surah which was the main metropolis where the Olim learned. They had a big yeshiva in Surah and Nehador. So that was the main yeshiva. There was a smaller town of Surah which was on the Euphrates River, and that's why it's called Surah de Pras. It's only Rav Chaviva mi Surah de Pras l'Ravina. Omar Mar, did Mar say, did you say this halacha that you add 7 plus 7 one day before Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, which is only 2 days, and you make it 14 days? Did you say that? Omar Mar, he said, no, I know Mistavar Kermuli Hudamina. I didn't paskin anything. When I learned the Mishnah, and it said in the Mishnah, Gamliel Oimer, that Rosh Hashanah is Kirgolim, that it's Mafsik, I said, Mistava we paskin like Kram Gamliel. But to go so far as to say the Halacha Kram Gamliel, and to say that it's a 7 plus 7, as we write, I didn't say that. I just said, Mistava like Kram Gamliel, that it's Mafsik, just like Rigolim. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Mitchell.